My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, first day of September. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, going to kind of recap this summer of sports. What's your favorite, what will stay with you most? Miles Garrett's going to join us from Fox 5. Got a fresh casting call for you. Dustin Long from NBC, talking NASCAR in the 9 o'clock hour, along with JR from JR Sports Brief. He will join us. But right now, Noel, what is on your mind as we turn things over to you?
Well,
wait, we got to do the... Your signature.
Your greeting.
Yeah, your greeting.
Good morning.
Hey! That's what we waiting for.
What is going on this morning?
We good. Now that we've heard that.
We get to see you. We missed you last week.
Yeah. I know. Y'all were out and about.
Out there, and it's things rolling around our feet. And Chateau Alando is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
When the sun came up.
Yeah,
it was dark. It was dark for a minute out there, morning. Tell you what.
I'm not gonna say nothing. And want to thank Mike, and eventually Mocha.
Yep.
Didn't know she was there at first. she showed up and she was wonderful.
She made an appearance.
Outstanding. Yes, she was. And help as she took the pictures.
Very helpful.
We should put them pictures. You know.
Very helpful. We had a post.
Did you put them pictures up?
I haven't put them up. I may do that today.
With the wonderful Stacey Ellis.
Yes.
Who keeps things going with Jim Ellis.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was wonderful. And Patty, who ran things there at Chateau Alain, so her and her husband.
They brought us coffee and stuff.
We got to shut up, man. It's Noel's time.
Okay.
Go ahead, Noel. Sorry about that. We'll save some of this for casting call if we talk too much. you take over my segment. Go ahead.
No. I think we'll be right on time. So, have you guys noticed? Since the WNBA has restarted from its Olympic break, that there's been a certain superstar that has foregone their pregame outfits.
No.
Yes. Asia Wilson is done giving us fashion, and
what?
She's giving us nothing but triple-doubles and points and moving everybody out of her way. Yes, it's been nothing but tall tees and sweatpants like we're back in 2006. She's making a statement, and I'm saying that because I need the Dream to adopt it. I need them to go a step further. I need black tees and black Air Force Ones.
Oh, my
because
goodness. Yikes.
Y'all went 3 out of 7 in August, And you're trying to get in the playoffs, so we need some different energy.
Y'all need to do that Mike Tyson, just grab a towel and cut a hole in it.
Man, we need some different energy.
Go into the room that way.
Yeah, that was a tough one in Seattle.
It was a tough one against Indiana. It was you were right there with Vegas until you weren't.
Yeah.
Noel, what's going on? What is it other than
the thing in Seattle was it came down to an inbound play late in the game.
And excellent inbound.
And everybody just stood there.
Yeah, it was an excellent inbound call by the coach for Seattle and Noel Quinn. And Jewel Lloyd did what Jewel Lloyd does. She got the thing on the inbound pass and hit that guy and sent us good night. Sent us home.
Wow.
So that one they lost by...
That one was like four.
They lost to Indiana by five. They lost to the Mercury by two. So it's a lot of close losses. And it's hard to beat them up too bad because against the Aces, they were super shorthanded with no starting big. You didn't have Tina Charles, who has been showing out, lighting the league on fire lately. Showing the league that the OG still got a little bit left in the tank. And then Cheyenne Parker-Tyers is out with her leg injury. So you went in without a starting big to really start that game. And they held their own early, but you wondered how long that they would be able to. And it just kind of got off the rails kind of quickly.
But for all that has gone wrong now, they're right there on the fringe of the playoff spot. But you got to, your games are running down here now.
And that's what's making it frustrating, that you're losing games and you're losing them like really, really close games when you're right there where you want to be, which is at least the eighth seed. The eighth seed is your best spot to get into the playoffs right now at this point. And they can't seem to gain any ground on Chicago.
Yeah, that's tough. And they're kind of hot and cold. But I tell you what, Indiana's taken off, and now they're 500.
Man.
And then they start. They remember how that team started out? They're going to be a dangerous out in the playoffs, whoever draws them. And that's the thing as we watch right now, because all the teams above them have locked in their playoff spots. When you look at the Liberty, the Sun, Lynx, Aces, Storm, they're all in.
Yep.
Trying to solidify these final three spots.
Yep. And that's where your dream are, trying to fight their way into one of those final three spots. And doesn't it feel like the Hawks trying not to be in the play-in? Like, doesn't it give you that similar type of feel?
Yikes. Yeah. Why do you have to compare it to that?
I was just going to say, why is she going to bring them up?
That's what it feels like to me when I watch them.
Because
they feel like the little sisters.
Yeah.
Of the Hawks. They do very similar things. They give you fourth quarter palpitations to let go of the rope at the very, very end.
No.
They get you right there on the doorstep of where you want to be and where you want them to take you.
Yikes.
And then it's like they left their wallet with their ID at home.
No.
So we can't even get through the velvet ropes. That's what it feels like. There's some type of barrier right there at the velvet rope. They want to take us there. They want to get us there and get the fan base, galvanized into that next level where they want the WNBA to go. And in Atlanta, that's going to take a playoff run. You didn't draft a rookie for reasons. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But you didn't draft one of those rookies to bring in some of that media attention that you would have gotten. So to move the needle this season in Atlanta, it's going to be a playoff game. You got to get into the playoffs.
I'm listening. This is what swirls around in her head. Like, I wouldn't have brought up the Hawks thing, but I can understand why you did. I mean, I really do. But I have another question for you having to do with all of this. And not so much, I want to get off the dream, if I could.
Shoot.
Unless you want to go
No, somewhere. Shoot.
All right, so we talk about entering the playoffs, and you mentioned Chicago. And when you talk, and Sam's talking about Indiana, it gives us back to those two rookies and what they are doing. And my question to you is, who's...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Skill set is having a greater impact on the success of that team. Is it what Angel's doing? As far as rebounding, or is it what Caitlin's doing as far as shooting? Because both of these teams have ascended in a way that last year they didn't. They didn't have these two weapons. And we know what Indiana was last year.
Right.
But my thing is, as you now sit here, second half of the season, what's going on? People are fighting. The chemistry's coming together with some of these teams. Like you said, Asia's, forget it. She ain't talking about fashion no more. She's reminding you who the best player in the league is when she comes into work. But when you get back to those rookies and you talk about how their effect is on those teams, who do you think is having, with their skill set, a greater effect on what this team will be going into the playoffs?
I'm going to say something that's probably – people are probably going to argue me down over. But I feel Angel is actually more impactful to the Sky, win or lose, because the Sky shooting, their jump shooting really isn't there. So when they shoot outside, the percentage of making it on that team is not as large as like an Indiana Fever, even without Caitlin Clark on it. Because when the Dream just saw Caitlin Clark at State Farm and Sam was there, he saw it. It was Kelsey Mitchell that was giving him the business.
Yeah.
The business.
Yeah.
So
the thing with Caitlin is that run and that. That I've seen now watching her play and seeing Tarazi play a week or so ago is also the vision. Her big thing is vision.
No, 100%.
She sees everything. She sees
100%, which is why I feel like her best NBA player comp is Trae Young. She has the crazy three on the outside, and she's diming everything from everywhere. She has that same type of combination with a little more height for her size, but for her league. But when you look at these two rookies and what they're doing for their team, I feel like the Sky need those rebounds to get extra shot opportunities.
A lot of times they're her shots too, by the way.
You
know what I mean? But they've also
done the numbers. When you take her rebounds out, she's still leading the league in rebounds.
Right? No, yeah. I've heard that
stat too.
You take
hers out.
Yeah.
So there are some of hers, and that's her rookie thing that she has to improve. Just like we said, you know, Caitlin had to learn how to get tougher on the court and do some other things. And I really think the both of them benefited from that Olympic nap that they were able to take. But just like Caitlin has improved on certain things as a rookie, there's going to be some things that Angel has to do as well, which is going to include her offensive scoring. But as far as what they do best and how it contributes to their team and how much their team needs it, I feel like Angel is more impactful in that regard. But I feel like Caitlin is more – her skill set is more ready-made for what they want to do. Like, she's shooting, Kelsey Mitchell shooting, they have another outside shooter. You have Nalisa that can kind of score three different levels. So she's adding to exactly what it is they want to do to have a little more success now than the Sky. The Sky kind of hit the reset button, selling off some more assets before the Olympic trade line. And so they're at a different spot.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at them differently than the Indiana Fever. They're at a different spot.
Okay. I was just curious, and I don't know if there's a right answer to that.
I don't either.
You can say that, you know, when you take those two talents, let's put them on one team. Well, Golden State didn't win because of Draymond Green, but they did win some because of Steph and his shooting.
Yeah.
But what Draymond does is as important. It got him there.
Oh, absolutely.
But he ain't winning the game.
Absolutely.
Or you can say Rodman and Jordan together. You know, those three-peats happened because of both of them, but some games were won because of the points that were scored by Jordan.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I mean, that's the thing. Chicago's playing Minnesota today. Like I said, they're trying to solidify their playoff spot. Indiana's playing Dallas today. And kind of interesting, that game. You know, that game will be on NBA TV, and I do believe Cheryl Swoops is going to be on the call for that game.
Yes, she will be.
She's been quite outspoken about some things. And obviously, on Odyssey, she's got a podcast as well. As far as Caitlin Clark goes, that could be a little interesting pre-football viewing today around 4 o'clock. Of course, your dream comes on 7 o'clock. They're on Peachtree Sports tonight at 7 o'clock. So hopefully they can get a win out in L.A. against the Sparks. My goodness, the Sparks have been struggling. And hopefully they can get a win.
Somebody that ain't been struggling. Y'all better put Ryan Howard on Rika because she going to score.
Yeah.
She going to do what needs to be done. So, Don't sleep just because you think it's the L.A. Sparks.
Let's see if they get that win today.
All right, what else is on your mind? Or is that it? Or you want to save something? You got one for a little nugget for a casting call? Because we took up a little bit of your time there in the beginning.
Oh, no, we're all good. My whole thing for today's Noel World is I want to see the Atlanta Dream in the playoffs. So I need y'all to get me to the promised land. So do whatever you need to do. Call Asian, figure out where she getting her tall tees. Yep, in my white tee, my black tee, the headband, whatever it is y'all need to do. Get in the DeLorean, take it back to 06. Whatever it is we need to do, we need to get the eighth spot. Sorry, Chicago Sky. We need it. And did y'all see they got a new mascot?
What they got?
The Chicago Sky trying to do a Ellie situation. So they named the mascot Sky with an E at the end. And she got braids, and they trying to put an outfit on
like
her.
Like Sky Downstairs?
So, you know, the Sky trying to do a little something.
Oh, yeah. Marketing.
A big building out there or something.
They've had all season to come up with that. My thing is, why didn't they come up with it sooner? But I guess, you know, hey.
Well, you can come up with anything, but you got to have the right person in the suit. So we shall see.
Happy birthday, one of the best performers in this country, the country's ever produced, and I don't think she gets her due. An all-time great, Gloria Estefan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You agree with that? She's clapping back there.
Yeah,
Gloria
man.
Estefan birthday. And two people, this is a first, Sam. You know how I have two people that celebrate a birthday? I have two people that celebrate a birthday that actually have the same first name.
Really?
This is the first. Philip Fulmer. And who's he born on the same day with? I said they got the same name. Philip Fulmer, old Tennessee head coach.
Okay.
And Dr. Phil.
Oh, man, really?
Born on the same day. Happy birthday today to both them dudes. Anyway, coming up, moving into the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to talk to Miles Garrett from Fox 5 as we revisit this Georgia win from yesterday and what's ahead for these guys. Got a fresh casting call for you. I actually have a showbiz question because I was watching Game Day yesterday and I came up with something I want to present to you two. And speaking of sports, we're going to recap some of the top sporting events from this past summer as we are now into September 1st and Labor Day weekend being the official end of summer, so we're going to take care of that next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.